This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the bus she was driving was empty, but she saw someone sitting behind her. Then that unseen passenger requested a stop.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can always become a premium subscriber. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon.
This is It's a tough day.
We did that on cue. It's a really hard day because today Dolly Parton passed away. So as we're recording this, we just heard about it a couple hours ago. And when this airs, it's like 2 weeks from now or something, but it's a tough day. And so I record a radio show every day. I do it from home. And so I spent all afternoon talking about Dolly Parton. And that was really hard.
But you know, the joyous thing of that is there's so much to say about her that is really good.
Yeah.
You know, that if you think about it, when, you know, my time comes, will somebody have that much to say about me? I'm sure not. But with her, it's like you just look at her life and what a life well lived. And a beautiful life and a beautiful soul. I never heard one other person that met her, worked with her, you know, did, you know, duets with anything that didn't just love her.
And you want to leave a legacy, some kind of legacy, you know, when you want to know that your life mattered. My God, did that woman leave a legacy?
Didn't she?
3,000 songs. She said she wrote 3,000 songs. Here's an interesting little thing in an interview once. She said that she did not know for sure, but she thinks that she might have written Jolene and I Will Always Love You the same day. And if it wasn't the same day, it was in a, within a couple of days because they were on the same cassette demo.
That's unreal.
Could you imagine that?
No.
Like that kind of legacy and all of the philanthropic things that she did and things she did that nobody even knows about. You know, she just did it because it was the right thing to do. And nowadays, I think a lot of people do it for PR because it makes them look
good.
I
know they do.
I'm always like, what somebody does when no one's looking says a lot about their personality. Mm-hmm. You know?
I agree. I think there's going to be, there is so much good she did that we're never even going to know. It won't even be anything. Well, you know, at some point, you can't even talk about it all, how many wonderful things that she did for this world. And I think we just all need to take a little page from Dolly Parton. It seemed like she was able to cross so many bridges and span all different kinds of people loved her.
Yeah.
Forget all the other crap that's going on in the world. Somehow Dolly Parton just brought out the best in us too. And I think that's hard. Somebody I saw posted, one of my friends said, the world's just a little less sparkly now. And I thought, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It really
is. I think so. One of our lights burnt out.
Yeah, today, I agree with that today. It's just different. It's just different. And
yeah.
You know, even if you didn't love her music or you didn't relate to it, I just think that as a person, how could you not like her? You know,
I think where I really decided that I liked her was in her acting. Like she was in the movie 9 to 5 and she was just so cute.
Yeah.
You know, and her, you can't help but be drawn to her. She just had this way about her that was just a magnet.
We were talking about this a little bit ago, and I found this to be, I mean, looking back on it now, it's pretty profound. But she recently had a residency in Las Vegas that she canceled. And then there was a new ride sort of thing in Dollywood they were opening, and she was supposed to be there for that. And she sent a video to Dollywood and said, you know, I can't be there. The doctor said that I'm a little...
That's such a good impression.
The doctor said that I'm just a little dehydrated. That was pretty good, wasn't it? And
really good.
She's a little dehydrated and what was the other? Oh, and I'm lightheaded. In the video, she's wearing wings. Now, I know the wings had something to do with the exhibit attraction they were opening, but the fact that she just put out a video wearing wings, that kind of gave me all the feels, you know?
I agree.
I'm probably reading into it, but just
because
they were to represent butterfly wings, not necessarily angel wings, but
it weirdly feels foreshadowing.
I know it did to me. And then so Kathy and I were talking about it, and it did to you too. So I was like, okay, not just me.
No, not just you. And I think that I'm not even sure Dolly would have done it had she known that a few days later she would have passed. You know what I mean?
Or did Dolly, was it one of those things where she's like, I think I'll wear some wings. And it just felt like the right thing to do in the moment. Because I've never seen her in a video
wearing
wings.
I'm guessing that was it.
And yeah. I don't know. But it was just when you see that video of her sitting there in wings, it's like, and then days later, she's gone. But, you know, she was very private. And so she kept this to herself. I have the feeling she'd been sick for a while. And the other day when I knew that she was canceling those events, I was like, please do not let Dolly die when I'm doing an air shift. And I record the air shift, but I do it every day. And then sure enough, so I had to go in and record it. So I talked about Dolly a lot today. So it would,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Are ghosts happier to talk about? Or I don't know. Does it make us sadder? I don't think it's going to make us any sadder. I don't think we can.
No.
And this isn't a sad paranormal story. I hope I don't have to do any visitation stories or anything like that today. Just give me a run-of-the-mill good old ghost story.
Yeah.
So this one says, hey all, my name is Rita. This happened when I was a bus driver in the late 90s. I didn't drive for a city system. It was a small county transit system that covered several towns and some of the rural areas in between. Most of our passengers were older people, teenagers who didn't have cars yet, and people who needed rides to work. I usually drove an afternoon and evening route. The bus wasn't very big, maybe 20 seats, had a cord along the windows that passengers pulled when they wanted the next stop, made a loud buzz near the driver's seat, and lit up a little sign on the dashboard. Part of my route went down a two-lane road with houses spread pretty far apart. By the time I reached that section in the evening, I normally only had one or two passengers left. There was one stop near an old farmhouse, although I almost never picked up anyone or dropped anyone off there. I'm not sure why it was still even a stop. The house looked empty and the driveway had weeds growing through it. The first strange thing happened in October. It was getting dark early and it had been raining most of the day. I dropped off my last passenger about 5 minutes before I reached the farmhouse. I knew the bus was empty, but the drivers get into the habit of checking the mirror anyway. And as I came around a curve, I looked up and I thought I saw someone sitting about halfway back on the passenger side. It was only for a second. I didn't see a face or even enough to say whether it was a man or a woman. Looked like the top of someone's head and maybe the shoulder of a dark coat. I looked back at the road, then checked the mirror again. No one was there. I figured something outside had reflected in the window. The road had plenty of trees, mailboxes, and fence posts, and when the bus was moving, shadows could do strange things. That's a little bit of a stretch, but whatever it takes. Yeah. A few days later, it happened again in almost the same place. The bus was empty, and when I checked the mirror, I saw what looked like a small person sitting behind me. This time, it appeared to be closer to the back. And when I turned my head enough to look without taking my eyes off the road for very long, all I saw was empty seats. When I reached the end of the route, I walked through the bus, checked under every seat, although there wasn't really anywhere for a person to hide, but nothing was there. After that, I started paying closer attention whenever I came to that road. Most evenings, nothing happened. Then I would catch that same shape in the mirror again. I never saw it clearly. It was never there long enough for me to be certain it was a person. It always looked small, though, and I began thinking of it as a child, even though I had no real reason to. Then one evening in November, I had two passengers with me when we entered that part of the route. One was an older man who got off at the first stop. The other was a teenage girl who lived about a mile farther down. Then she got off. I watched her walk up to her driveway. So I knew for a fact the bus was empty. A couple of minutes later, I glanced in the mirror, saw the shape again. It looked like someone was sitting on the passenger side, maybe four or five rows back. Then it was gone. I was coming up on that old farmhouse when the stop request buzzer sounded. The cord had been pulled. It was loud enough to make me jump, and the light came on over the windshield, telling me a passenger wanted the next stop. My first thought was that the teenage girl had somehow stayed on the bus, but that didn't make any sense because I watched her get off the bus. I slowed down, looked in the mirror again. Every seat I could see was empty. I almost kept driving, but something about doing that felt wrong. The buzzer had sounded, and the next stop was right there, so I pulled over. The farmhouse sat well back from the road. There were no lights in any of the windows. The weeds around the mailbox were so high it didn't look as if anyone had used the driveway in a long time. So I opened the door and nothing happened. Nobody moved behind me. I didn't see anything outside. I closed the door, continued the route. Back at the garage, I told one of the mechanics that the stop buzzer had gone off by itself. He checked it the next morning, said nothing was wrong with it. He pulled the cord several times, checked the wiring, made sure nothing was sticking. I didn't tell him about the figure I'd seen in the mirror. I didn't want other drivers making fun of me. And at that point, I wasn't even sure the two things were connected. The buzzer sounded near that farmhouse three more times while I was driving that route. It always happened after my final passenger had gotten off. Twice, I saw the small shape in the mirror shortly before it happened. I stopped every time. There was never anyone standing beside the road. Nobody ever got off the bus. I have no idea who or what I was picking up on that road. Maybe the bus had an electrical problem that showed up once in a while. Maybe the figure was nothing more than a reflection in the window. I just can't explain why that buzzer sounded. But I had the strong feeling that I was supposed to stop and open the door. So I did. If someone on that bus needed to be let off there, I wasn't going to be the driver who carried them past their stop. I really enjoy the show. Thanks for everything. Okay, so say you're a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
This is going on. You're seeing people in the back of the bus when you know everybody's gotten off. The buzzer is sounded. Do you stop and open the door, or do you go, hell no?
Wow, that's a really good question, because on one hand, if it is some sort of entity, spirit, whatever, you don't want to piss them off. But then on the other hand, you don't want to let something into the bus or your life.
Are you letting it off, though?
Yeah, are you letting it off, or are they getting you to stop to let something on?
You know, we talk about intuition so much, and I think with Rita, was it? I think that that's an intuition thing. Like, she had that feeling. Even though she knew nobody was on the bus, she knew she needed to stop and open that door.
Well, and I think that's the key to this story. Because, you know, you and I just saying, do you, don't you? Well, we're not in there. We're not in the moment. We're not having the intuition. We're not having the feeling. And so if you said to me, would you stop when you have this overwhelming feeling that you must stop, I think the answer is yes, right? Would you stop if you felt like something was gonna happen, like something was bad? Probably no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like your gut feeling is what's directing this. So in this case, I think Rita was doing what her gut was telling her to do. And I think it was the right thing, mm-hmm. because I would just hesitate and go, am I letting something into my life by opening this door? Or in this case, because you have that feeling that you're compelled to stop, that something wants off, then I think you open the door and let them off. I think she had a phantom riding the bus with her, and she could occasionally get a glimpse of it and literally was letting it off. I really think that's what was happening. And this is a very creepy story, and I haven't heard one like it.
No, it's very interesting.
Just the thought of like a dark fall, cold night, rainy, and then getting and knowing you are the only person on that bus, and then looking in the rear view and getting a glimpse of something.
Because I think I would be like Rita, and I'd be like, oh, shadows. Like, I don't know how that would work.
You have to do
that. A shadow doesn't really look like a person sitting on a seat in a bus.
You know, sometimes it's the only way you can live.
But I get why she did that. Like, okay, but it's the buzzer thing that creeps me out.
Yeah. I really do feel like this is a situation that she was driving an entity and let it off when she got there. And you know what? Good.
And they're being dropped off at the old house with the overgrown. I don't know. That's a great story.
Who knows? Maybe when they're getting off the bus, it looks great to them.
Yeah.
It looks like home, it's like, you know, just like it did when they lived there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's go to a caller.
This happened almost 20 years ago. My wife and I were living in San Antonio. I was in the military down there. And we were renting an apartment. It was in a nice neighborhood. And strange things would happen in the house, in the apartment. We'd hear things. We just never really paid attention. Thought it was the neighbors upstairs. One day I was home early, sleeping on the couch, and I heard someone walking in the apartment. I thought it was my wife. I get up and I look, and there's nobody there. Well, my wife comes home a little bit later, and I told her I thought I heard someone walking. Well, she looked around, and there was behind one of our chairs, a set of footprints, like a child-sized shoes, like a child was standing there. And it was so weird because we had no kids at the time, and there was nobody in the house. We never had any children in the house, and where this was, it was really hard to access. And it creeped her out, so she grabbed the sweeper real quick and ran the sweeper over the rug and just got rid of the footprints. But after that, weird things would start really happening in the apartment. The toilets would flush. Well, that can be explained by plumbing, I guess. But one day we had a broken fan, and we left it in our bedroom. And we came home from work that night, and it was fixed. And we thought, well, the apartment manager's in and fixed it. My wife saw the manager later, and she thanked him for fixing the fan. And he said, I wasn't in your apartment. So somehow this fan was mysteriously fixed while we were gone. So it was just the most bizarre place we ever lived in. And after we moved, we never had any more experiences like that. But for some reason about that apartment, it was just really haunted. But that was my story, and it's just been something creepy we've always told people about forever. So, all right, thanks. Love your show. Bye.
So, if you're going to have somebody break into your house, have them fix something.
Well, I was going to say, get me one of those ghosts.
God, no kidding.
I got stuff that needs done. Yeah.
I'm like, help me out. Help a girl out.
You know, what do you think about the footprints?
I don't know. Because I didn't totally follow that. I'm assuming it was like in carpeting.
I think that's because he said when, she vacuumed it out. So, oh, okay. You know how carpeting can kind of, depending on the type of carpet, but it can leave your foot I have to laugh because literally back in the day, I cleaned hotel rooms when shag carpet was popular, and we'd literally rake it to get all the footprints out of the carpet. And so you can see footprints depending on the carpet. And I think that it's weird. It is strange. And the fact that the walking, if there wasn't that, you could blame it on, I don't know, something else maybe. But the fact that he had heard somebody walking around, then that kind of lends itself to that as well. What, did toilets just flush?
I mean, no. Not in normal houses.
I wouldn't think so. But he said something about that could be the plumbing. And I was like, I've had toilets that, I don't know, that kind of, it comes up and goes back down. It kind of gurgles, which is scary when
well,
that happens.
Well, that's like
a
sewage line problem.
Yeah, but that's
that
a, that's
happened
a different,
to me one day.
That's a $7,000 problem there.
Which is also really scary, I might add.
Which is maybe more scary. But an actual flush?
Yeah, because that happened. I was recording with Harper and I kept hearing something in my bathroom.
And you're like, boop,
and I'm like,
not
what is that?
Not the gurgle
sound?
And the plumbing noise.
Yeah. Oh, $10,000 later.
San Antonio is a very old town filled with ghosts.
Oh yeah.
Chock full of ghosts. Ghosts from the Alamo. Ghosts from all over that. Have ended up in San Antonio over hundreds of years. And, he said it was an apartment complex that he lived in. Goodness, who knows what it was, what was built there before the apartments?
Yeah.
Very
interesting, but definitely haunted. Yeah. Let's do one more call.
This is Reese calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm at work right now. And I work at Target in the back room. And it was weird. This literally just happened 2 minutes ago. I just ran back here and I was like, oh, I gotta call these guys and let them know. But I was up at the front of the store and there was a man standing to my right. And he was looking at pens and pencils. It's the stationery section. And the aisle behind him, what he had his back turned to was notebooks, spiral down notebooks. And I was I just sort of like had looked over at him. You know, I was like, I had something in my hand. I was just, you know, whatever. I just looked over there for one reason or another. And right as I looked, I swear this spiral bound notebook flew off the shelf and hit him in the back. And it hit him so hard that he like yelled out, you know, and he was really confused and he was looking around. And I walked over there and I was, you know, like, oh my God, what was that? And he had no idea. There was no one else in the aisle. There was no one around. The notebook just went straight across and hit him in the back. And that was weird. And me being me, you know, I see that happen and automatically in my mind, I was like, oh, I have telekinetic powers. You know, that's exactly what I thought. Just figured I would call in and let you guys know. I'll definitely call if anything else happens today. I'm like keeping an eye out now because I don't know if my building is haunted or what. It's weird. Yeah, I've got some other stories. The house that I'm living in right now has had some weird stuff happen recently. And I don't know, I always just like I can feel things when I'm in there at certain times of the day. It's really strange. But yeah, thanks for hearing my story. I love you guys' show. And I'll call back sometime in the future. All right, bye.
It made me laugh how he's like, I have powers.
I know.
Like it's him. But that is a really weird thing he witnessed. Like, that's strange. You
know, like, this is one of those situations where Reese looks over and thinks, my God, look at all this power I have. When actually, you know, the woman, the voodoo woman, is standing behind him with her, you know,
right,
casting a spell.
He just didn't see that going on.
He's taking full responsibility for it. But it is weird. And here's the thing. I wasn't there to see this, but it was weird enough that Reese saw this thing just come off the shelf for no reason.
Right.
And hit this man. And hit him hard enough that he, what was that? You know, made a noise from it. You know, I'm interested in the guy it hit.
Like, why?
Like, what did he do?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Like, what kind of weird things following this guy around? I don't know that the target's haunted or if this guy is just having something attached going around with him.
Could you imagine? Like, you go to the target and things start hitting you.
No.
Not people, right? Notebooks. Like, that would be really like, strange.
Thank God he wasn't standing in the canned goods section, right, of the grocery
part. How do you deal with it? Is it like, oh my God, this again?
But you wonder, like, has this guy been having... See, that's where my mind goes. Not so much that I'm powerful and I made a notebook.
I love that Reese said that, though. That made me laugh.
You know, my mind goes to, what the hell do you do?
God, it's just strange. And the fact that he happened to witness that. Now, I would think maybe it could be Reese and his powers if he had been like, I'm thinking about this so hard. I want that. I want like, something to fall off the shelf and hit that guy right now. And then it does.
But see, Reese does not sound like the kind of person who's just mean like that.
I think he would have included that. I've been working on my telekinetic powers and I work at Target. I'm hoping to, you know, like kind of, who is that guy? Amazing Kreskin it down the road and use my telekinetic powers to make money.
He just doesn't sound like a person who would use telekinetic powers to hurt someone.
Well, and I think he would have prefaced it all with that. Like, I've been working on my powers, and the other day, while I was working at Target, you wouldn't believe what I did.
Well, and see, if I was working at Target, I would be, like, working on it to make my workflow go better. Like, would you move those pens over there, and it just would do it, you know? That would be easier. Like, you have to stock something. Would you stock these few things while I'm over here? See, I just think there's a way to use it that you wouldn't just throw something
at somebody.
That makes
more sense.
It feels like it's related to the guy. It picked him
out. I think Reese just happened to see it.
I do too. I really do. I think Reese happened to see that something is out for this guy.
But here's the thing. Reese has got a great story. And he might consider reframing the story. Like, I had been working on my powers.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And then he's got a really great story.
But, you know, you could tell from his voice, he was shaken by this.
No, it was really, and it just happened. You know? It was really strange. Yeah. Well, if you have a ghost story, you can easily share it with us. So you can leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. You can also write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, if you would hit subscribe, that would be great. And you can also watch us on YouTube these days, so check that out. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10. At SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.